The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Shed upon your church, O Lord, the brightness of your light, that we, being illumined by the teaching of your evangelist John, may so walk in the light of your truth that at length we may attain to the fullness of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. So in July 2019, I was on a retreat at the monastery of the Society of St. John the Evangelist in Cambridge, Massachusetts. SSJE is a monastic community of the Episcopal Church. Yes, we have monks. I had been there before, but this time I had requested to speak with a brother during my stay. I didn't know what to expect when I met with Brother Nicholas in a small sitting room at the guest house. I really didn't know what I was doing. Valerie and I had both been to the monastery previously, so I had met Brother Nicholas before, and he already knew a little bit about me. But I babbled at him for a couple of minutes until he stopped me and asked, "Brian, what do you expect from this conversation?" I suddenly felt pretty stupid. I was all embarrassed and replied that I really didn't know. He said, "Well, usually when I meet with someone, we discuss their relationship with God." So then I felt worse, and I told him that I wasn't sure I had one. I mean, sure, I go to church, I'm interested in liturgy, I sort of get it in my head that we are the church, but I'm not sure what I'm doing, and or if I'm doing enough, or doing the right things. Honestly, I told him, when I start to let myself believe that there is a God that created all of this, and that Jesus came to save us, and that the Holy Spirit is at work in the world even now, then I feel like I'm going crazy. Because if that's true, how do we not drop everything and worship God? I don't remember exactly what else I said, but eventually I think I started talking about the sermon that Brother Sean had given that morning. It was about forgiving and loving your enemy, particularly when that enemy is yourself. See, I've always been very self-critical, self-doubting, self-defeating. And finally, I told Brother Nicholas, "You know, I know some pretty brilliant people, and sometimes I feel I'm only noticeable when I dim their light as I pass by them." Brother Nicholas looked at me and said, "Brian, you're sitting there shining as bright as a sun. Don't you know that?" No. I felt very small and scared, as if I were trapped in an enormous dark cave. But then it was as if Nicholas moved a rock at the entrance to let a beam of sunlight in. He said, "Brian, you are a beloved child of God, and you shine as brightly as the sun." We sat for a moment, and he asked me how I felt. And I told him I felt as though I were going to burst. He suggested that I go outside. Not because he was worried about the upholstery, but to give whatever was happening some space in which to happen. And also, to be fair, our time was up. So I went and sat in the guest garden, and as I looked up at the sunlight playing in the leaves of the sycamores, I broke open and cried. Nicholas had landed a spiritual body blow on me that cracked the self-criticism and self-doubt that I had built up in fear around my heart, thinking that I was protecting myself somehow, when really what I had done was block my heart off from God. all that started to fall away, and oh, it hurt. When we talked about it later, Brother Nicholas said this wonderful thing. The only way to new life is through the cross. There's no going around it. This dying to self that I was experiencing hurt, but as the self-deception and the ego diminished, then I was left open to experience and know the love of God in my heart. And that experience felt simultaneously like complete vulnerability and complete security. It felt as open and free as anyone could ever imagine, but bounded and cradled in the embrace of God's love. The next day, I was still literally tender-hearted, and I went for a walk around Cambridge, and as I was nearing the monastery again, I looked around and noticed that everyone I saw looked different. They sort of stood out in more contrast from the surroundings, and for a few moments, they seemed to glow faintly. Not from the sun on them, but from within. I could feel them, and I remember the words, "Seek and serve Christ in all persons." After all, everyone we've ever met, and everyone we will ever meet, and every one of you is a beloved child of God, made in the image and likeness of God, shining as brightly as a sun. I've half jokingly said that I became a Christian that day. It might be more accurate to say that it was then that I realized that the spiritual journey I've been on all this time has really been a Christian journey. And though I stumble and get turned around and seem to drive myself right into a ditch sometimes, with God's help and your help, I hope to continue growing closer to God through Jesus Christ, offering my God-given gifts back to God in worship and thanksgiving. In fact, because I need all the help I can get, in September 2021, I requested to be admitted to the Fellowship of St. John, which is a group of people all over the world that look to the Society of St. John the Evangelist for encouragement and inspiration in following Jesus. I had been a probationer of the fellowship for a really long time, but I kept putting off membership. Even after my experience in 2019, I just didn't feel I was enough to join. But finally, I took to heart something Brother Jonathan had written in the Cowley Magazine, which is published by SSJE. He wrote, "Consider whether becoming a member of the fellowship might be not a marker of your arrival at some destination, but a way of joining companions on the journey." And I was received into the fellowship at the monastery chapel on October 10th of last year. The prayer I began with tonight is from that liturgy for the reception of a new member, and I'd like to close with another one from it. I hope the brothers don't mind, but I modified it slightly. I think you'll be able to pick out the new bit, pretty easily. Let us pray. Almighty God, you give grace to the church, the body of Christ, to upbuild itself in love through the mutual service of those who have faith in him. Give the fullness of your blessing to the members of the Fellowship of St. John and to the members of St. John's Episcopal Church, and enable us, by means of our fellowship with one another, to grow in freedom from the world of sin, and to be more faithfully united to you in that holy love to which you call us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.